The detention facility at Bagram operates under military rules, strict ones. For example, the inmates held there are not allowed face-to-face meetings with their families. And that's why the International Red Cross created a program that allows Bagram detainees to talk with family members through a video conference link. Over 800 such family visits have taken place since the program began in January. 19-year-old Mohammed Nasser has an uncle being held at Bagram. The uncle's name is Mohammed Gul, and he's been held for almost 10 months. Nasser and other family members have used the video link twice to speak with his uncle.
When we went to the Red Cross office, entered the speaking room, my uncle also revealed in TV. So he said, "I'm happy. There is nothing any torture." Or we were very happy when we saw him.
Were you instructed as to what you could say or if there was any subject that you could not talk about?
There was written that something that we should not say, we should not ask from, don't ask about the background map, and don't ask from him that is there any torture.
Is this the Red Cross saying that you couldn't ask it, or the military?
I don't have this information. That just I saw
it was on the side
in some papers. It was hanging on the wall.
Hanging on the wall. When you spoke to him through the video, did you go back home and think that, okay, he's good, everything's fine, I'm happy with this? Or did you think something else? What was your reaction after you said goodbye?
It's in prison, it's impossible to be happy, but he was okay. He was looked fat and he was not unhappy.
Okay, all right, thank you very much, Mohammed. Mohammed Nasser, who is an 11th grade student at a high school in Kabul, the Abdul Hadi Dawi High School in Kabul. And I want to talk now to Graziella Leche Piccolo, who is with the Red Cross, also in Kabul. She happens to be with Mohammed right now, in fact. Graziella, we just spoke with Mohammed, of course, about this Red Cross video link program. How do people like Mohammed find out that they even have a relative inside Bagram prison?
One of the services we offer and we negotiate with the authorities to be able to carry out is the reestablishment of family links. Because at times, a person is detained, is arrested, and the family is not informed.
Graziella, just briefly, what was the reason the Red Cross took the initiative on this?
This initiative was presented by the United States authorities in Bagram as part of the discussion regarding the importance of persons deprived of freedom to contact their family members.
You could hear from the comments of Mohammed there what it meant to him and his family to be able to talk to their uncle who is incarcerated. What was it like when you first saw your first video conference between an inmate and a family member?
It is a very touching moment. For some of them, you can imagine coming from remote areas in the country. Even the technology for them is something that very new. And when the screen lights up and then they see the person that they love so much on that side, they haven't seen some for many months, you have all different expressions of emotions.
One would think that this is fairly risky for the military if the military believes that this person is actually guilty. But is there a risk that you have had to discuss with the military of what might be said by the inmate, of any kind of sort of covert signal that the prisoner might relay that the military doesn't want him to?
I didn't hear of any such a problem. When the family comes, you have families that come with babies, with small children. You have a really old men and women. They become reunited in that moment, if I make myself understood.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Mohammed Nasser. We appreciate it. And also Graziella Leite Piccolo, who's with the Red Cross. Mohammed is an 11th grade student in Kabul. His uncle is behind bars at Bagram Prison. Thank you. Nice to speak with you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We contacted the Pentagon to ask if Mohammed's uncle, Mohammed Gul, has yet been charged with a crime. A spokesman replied with a statement that said in part that the Pentagon does not reveal the identities of individual detainees for operational reasons and in compliance with the Geneva Conventions. You can see pictures of Afghan families who've used the Red Cross video link at theworld.org.